Hello everyone, welcome back to Anything Strangely Poetic. This is your host, Claire Dreamer. And today I was planning on talking about, well, the art of simply using a microphone and specifically podcasting. The reason doesn't really affect anyone. But I thought, hey, I use a microphone on like a daily basis to do school, to do this, to do a bunch of other things. So I thought maybe, using a microphone is kind of poetic. Voicing your concerns to the rest of the world is poetic. This is strangely poetic. So I could totally do it. So, using a microphone, yeah, you should know this if you've ever used it, is quite easy. You know, you plug in the thing to whatever you're recording with. So it's like you plug the microphone into a computer or a phone or whatever's gonna like keep the recording, and then you just turn on whatever program that you're using to speak, and then just everything works. It's fine, it's beautiful, it's perfect. And everyone loves the sound of your voice. Well, then you get into DJing and, you know, higher things where it's not just, all right, plug it in and speak. It gets into, all right, plug in, speak. If it's live, let's change the bass right now. And if it's not live, let's change the bass afterwards. Now, to be honest, I've never really dealt with that kind of thing because it's not really my thing. I like my natural voice frequency, and I don't think I need to really hide my voice from you guys, which is kind of thankful because I'm actually certain that everyone who's listening to this does not live in my state or my city or in 200 miles of where I live. So, good for me. But, yeah. So, I don't really care about masking my frequency. If you ever see those shows where they're trying to guess who the person is, for example, The Masked Singer, well, they have to change it on the spot. They have to automatically make it sound all weird and funky. The way you would do that is, well, if you ever get a bass or an amp or whatever they're called, I'm not great with terminology, there's little dials. There's bass and there's gain. And there's pan, and there's this, and there's that, and the other. So many different things. There's all pass and low pass, and this, yeah. So many different things. If you find a way to fidget with those, you'll eventually get something that sounds nothing like your voice, or effects that you didn't expect. I found out to get a radio effect, I think it's low pass or all pass, and you just fiddle around with the numbers a bit until you eventually get not static, but that kind of blocky sound effect in your voice. It's pretty cool, to be honest. So the art of using a microphone and using a microphone live are pretty cool. Well, when microphones are mentioned in most forms of anything, it's not like this. It's more like, and then she spoke, and the words that came out of her mouth rang in everyone's hearts. You know, like they're adored, they're loved, they're this huge thing. I'm not a huge thing. I appreciate that people listen to me even. They didn't even know about me until now, which is pretty interesting. I'm kind of attention starved, which is, yeah. But I thank everyone who is listening to this. Like, I dearly thank you for listening to me ramble about my weird passions. So, I thank you for that. But, yeah. This is like what you hear in books. It's like, and then she spoke, and everyone adored her, but without that everyone adored her, she spoke. That's it. She just spoke. And no one even notices. Of course, sometimes certain people... What am I saying? Never mind what I'm saying. But, like everyone, no, not everything you say is great. Like, movies and a lot of media in the world try to almost romanticize every word a character says. Well, you don't have to romanticize everything that one character says, because not everything they're going to say is important. Like, a lot of the pieces, yeah, they're important. It builds whatever. But not everything that a person says is important. I mean, everyone lies through their teeth once or twice. So, I mean, hey, it's perfectly fine. But, I mean, like, for example, this is pretty much just me getting my emotions out. This is day-to-day whatever. And I'm just over here, like, yelling through the mic, like, hey! And this is me, and this is what I do, and why do I have so many f***ing bruises on me? Whatever. But, I mean, like, everyone has a story to tell. I don't remember who said that, but someone said that. Everyone has a story to tell. So, yeah. Stop listening to this and go write your story. Well, I guess this is just me now. So, can we forget about the things I said when I was drunk? I didn't mean to call you that. I can't remember what was said or what you threw at me. Please tell me. Please tell me why. My car is in the front yard and I'm sleeping with my clothes on. I came in through the window last night and you're gone. Gone. Oh, you're still here. Well, if you have any suggestions for what I should do, well, if you look at the description, there's a link where you can voice message me. And, yeah, just, make sure to voice message me for suggestions on Anchor, which is what the ad was about. Yay! Thanks for listening. This is your host, Claire Dreamer, signing out.